Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I'm playing Gamblecles, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Seth Lightfoot.
Art playing Quaterius Can't Stop Shaving.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Well, you got your fake mustaches.
Oh, my God.
So I can't believe you nat 20'd that.
I net 20 the beans and the mustache.
Oh, we're eating good tonight, boys.
So straight up, Korid, way too high level for you guys. This is a challenge rating 7 monster.
Oh, the thing that's hitting like a truck was too hard for the level 3 idiots.
Yeah. I honestly just wanted to see what would happen. I was like, it was perfect. I'm like, 3 rogues? I feel like they can pump out enough DPS to probably kill this thing. I shaved 15 hit points off of this thing's original health points to make it feel a little bit more balanced. But it is really funny because that was what got you the killing blow, basically, with the next 20. But, out of fucking control. I can't believe you got the nat 20 to get the bag of beans. I really hope the beans cause some chaos. I love the beans. They're so stupid.
I'm
going
to use them. Are you going to give me a limit of how many beans?
I would never put them in a regular campaign because they're literally just too chaotic. But for something like this, I feel like we could do some bean stuff. Real quick, let's talk beans. Let's get a little bean taco.
Yeah, let's check the table on those beans.
All right, so it's a D100.
Yep.
Okay, so first off, add roll 3d4, and that'll determine how many beans you have.
All right.
8. I have 8 beans.
Okay.
Many beans.
All right, so you throw a bean on the ground, or you can throw all the beans, and they explode.
Wait, like 8 grenades?
If you throw the whole bag, whatever, and anything in a 10-foot radius has to make a DC 15 or take 5d4 fire damage as the beans explode. I don't know why. If you remove a bean from the bag, plant it in dirt or sand, and then water it, the bean produces an effect 1 minute later from the ground where it was planted. And there's a D100 table. And some of these are really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are dumb. Like, some of them, a geyser erupts and spouts water, beer, berry juice, tea, vinegar, wine, or oil, GM's choice, 30 feet in the air for 1d12 rounds.
My favorite's the one right after that so far.
A tree it sprouts. There's a 50% chance the tree is chaotic, evil, and attacks. One that is really bad is 91 to 99. A pyramid with a 60-foot square base bursts upward. Inside is a sarcophagus containing a mummy lord. The pyramid is treated as a mummy lord's lair, and its sarcophagus contains treasure of the GM's choice.
Oh, God.
That was
side quest and a side quest. I love it.
Yeah. So I mostly was just picturing Frank Reynolds, but like as a satyr, just like covered in beans. But you got a nat 20, so it had to become an actual item.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way to do it, right?
The one before that's hilarious. A nest of 1d4 plus 3 eggs springs up. If I eat it, you make a DC 20 con save, you can increase a stat permanently, your lowest stat permanently by 1.
That's pretty sick.
If you fail, you take 10d6 force damage from internal magical explosion.
They're like bad eggs.
Yeah, really bad eggs.
Literal bad eggs.
They could be good eggs.
This is so funny. I love that Gamblecles got a badger. So dumb.
I'm glad it was the badger. So, like, that was fitting.
Yep.
It was like an annoying little weasel to fucking munch on him.
I really thought you guys were gonna fight the You're the devil. So I'm kind of glad that you just went with the like swindle them route, because it made the it timed the fight out a lot nicer than if we had done two like separate sort of fights. They weren't like crazy hard or anything. They were just regular bearded devils. 13 AC, 52 HP. They had a beard attack that if it had hit, you would have taken piercing damage. You would have had to make a DC 12 con save or be poisoned. And they had a cool glaive, but I mean, I don't know. I think you guys could have handled them. You guys are, it is funny, like this many rogues, as long as you guys are getting sneak attack every round, you're doing enough damage, you could like take out pretty hard stuff, I think.
Yeah, we've been all spread out every fight.
Yeah.
I mean, that helps Haru though, because his whole thing is, to get sneak attack for him, it's the one-on-one thing, so if we're all, you know, far away and shooting the guy, we can get sneak attack easily because he's up there, and he gets sneak attack because he's the only one up there.
That's fair.
Yeah. I forgot Gore can steady aim to give himself advantage. That's like very helpful on a rogue.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Man, I had to throw more of these fuzzballs.
So dumb.
Yeah, you have 8 beans in 2 days to use them.
That's 4 beans in one shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or will you let me keep them for future Gort shorts?
Hey, these characters will be involved in another series of Gort shorts.
Are we going to do a Snowpiercer fucking on the train Gort short?
Oh my god, Snowpiercer.
We're eating so many bugs.
I mean,
apparently in the book, those weren't bugs, but those are like human bodies.
Even better.
That movie is fucking crazy.
Dude, I watched that movie after my throat surgery, and my friend Matisse came over. He's like, "Is that fucking Snowpiercer on the TV right now?" I'm like, "What?" He's like, "This movie's so good, you don't even know." I just sat down. I'm like, "Well, why have I never heard of this movie before? It's so fucking good."
It's like really good.
Well, there you go, Ryan. You heard it here first, listening audience. Gort Shorts Part 2 is going to be a class uprising on a train. Caused by 4 idiots.
Yeah. In phase 1 with the mustaches went off of a hitch. I feel like you guys are going to just really luck your way into succeeding. So, yeah. I'm very excited.
Lucking our way into succeeding, just our whole thing.
That's kind of the whole vibe of Dice Situations, really.
Is Gord a believer?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
yeah, well, right.
A good job.
Yeah,
you know, Theo was pretty impressive.
Man, I'm glad
he
we met.
Just wants to become like, yeah, glad we met that guy.
Well, I'm glad we met Joel the Knoll.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I really wanted to put in the Knoll that got shot off of his dune buggy immediately from the truck fight a couple episodes ago.
I'm so glad we didn't have to fight the fucking Tusku League man.
Oh yeah, they were just there for fun. It was just there for like bar flavor.
Well, don't those fucking stupid things have like pack tactics or what the fuck is hive mind or whatever the hell their thing is?
They get
advantage on their attacks if they're next to each other.
No, so that was, I think the soldiers had that, but they had like a different ability that was like worse. What's it called? Let me see here. It's like they got to add extra damage to all their range attacks. They had evasive, so any range attacks against them had disadvantage, which was a thing to make, like, basically Theo have trouble with them.
Yeah.
They could dash as a bonus action, and they had a thing called Deadly Precision, where they could do an extra 2d8 on their regular longbow shot. So their longbow ended up being 3d8 plus 4 if you get hit by it.
Ugh.
A lot. Yeah. But no, they were just there for funsies, for flavor. Just to let you guys know, those guys, I mean, they like made it out of there, but they ended up at this piece of shit bar, and that guy is having a really serious case of road rash.
So now,
I stole so much good shit, man.
So now, when we go back looking for a soul coin, it will never be there.
Yeah, so I remember thinking like we had joked about there being a soul coin left behind in that one, but I was like, nah, he wouldn't have killed him. He probably took like a bunch of D8s, but he like he's pretty beefy. He had 70 something hit points to start. I mean, he got shot with a shotgun, but the fall damage wouldn't have been enough to kill him. So I thought it'd be funny to just put him in like a big waxy cast.
It's hilarious.
He's just having a bad time.
Well, good.
Yeah. Gotta go back and finish the job.
And then we had the Salt Devil, which I thought would just be fun to just make a bunch of cubes.
What the fuck was that thing?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny. Just like geometric salt cubes. That's the bartender.
Okay.
Really, I don't know. It's been a weird night.
You really should have him. Something like that. He should have been slinging margaritas if he's made of salt.
That was the idea. He, you know, gave people drinks and then salt of the rim.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's like, it is funny, like, world building for this little side adventure, because I'm like, this is just stupid. But it is fun to try to throw in weird stuff. So I like the idea that every chunk of Aeon is strange. Like, anywhere you go, something weird's happening.
Yeah, there's no just, like, village. Well, Brandini's kind of normal.
Brandini's about as normal as it gets. Just nice dwarves. They got goats and rams.
Yeah,
and
they're just, like, farm folk.
Farmland. Yeah, hang out there. They have, like, rabbit buds that, like, they do, like, or corn and stuff with. But yeah, the rest of the world, super weird.
Just the way I like it.
Yep. Well, I mean, that was a fun one. I just love seeing you guys, like, come up with... It's like every turn, I'm like, I know they're going to attack me, but they always do something weird extra on every turn from all of you. It's very fun.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm just glad we were able to kill him.
I know.
You guys started like moving away. I'm like, I'm too close. He's going to huck a rock at me and I'm down.
Dude, the second he hit you for 20, I was like, fuck.
I know. I'm a real bastard. I got to fucking chill. I don't know what it is.
I can't believe you beat me in the tug of war. How many sixes could you roll?
I don't know. And then I was getting the sevens. That was so epic, though. Just like an anime tug of war fight with like a little greasy buff man.
That's mad. Yeah, the feet just getting deeper and deeper in the earth. You know, like when fucking Vegeta powers up and it makes like a huge circle around him?
Yeah, that was magic. Yeah, you got... So he had... One, he had some spells, but I was like, it's more fun to use the rock stuff. But one of the spells was he could conjure elemental, and he could just summon a gargoyle.
What the fuck?
I think we're going to keep it one thing. Like, it was already kind of like a little sketchy. I was like, ooh, that, yeah, I may have overtuned this. See what the gargoyle would have been like. It had a whole concentration on it, which like I feel like wouldn't have been very easy. But yeah,
oh, gargoyle look at him.
Would have had 52 hit points and 15 AC.
Oh,
and
fuck like that.
Yeah, it would have sucked.
Yeah.
I had a bite and a claw. It would have been wicked annoying. So yeah. I think sometimes it is actually fun to throw a like stronger than average monster against your players. It's just you kind of have to do it solo, and then you kind of have to maybe scale things back like a little bit. But you guys, I didn't really I got you all pretty low, but I didn't actually knock anyone out. You guys were all just like on the cusp.
You had me to one hit point. Fun one.
I know, you got hit so hard. I felt so bad.
Dude, I was down to one at 1.2 when he hit me with that fucking club.
Yep. Yeah, ridiculous.
All right, well, that was a fun one. Again, we apologize for the audio, folks. High-quality, dicey main campaign canon we're going to make sure is not touched by this unfortunate scheduling error. So thank you for sticking by for the slightly more low-effort filler arc February.
Yeah, but we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Right back.
Stay March tuned. Crisp. It'll be crisp in March.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be back. It'll be Brandini, but not Brandini. Where the hell are we? Bodkali.
Bodkali.
High quality. Arendir.
Yep, Arendir will return. Still a couple episodes of Left of That Maniac, so yeah. But yeah, next week,
time for the night three, phase three of the plan. It involves a laundromat. Mark, get us out of here.
As always, folks, I thank you from the bottom of my gooey Glebnor heart, even though I'm Gamblecles right now, for listening. And if you could please do us a favor and just, you know, 5-star review. It helps us tremendously, and it takes a split second. So if you could do that, we would love it. And, you know, social media, whatever. We don't really do those things. We're bad at it. So.
We're not good.
No, I know. But, hey, you know what we are good at? Continual content week after week of this. You're welcome. I don't know. This mustache idea is stupid, so I got nothing for this one. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.